Okay, welcome back to the Middle School Podcast. Today, it's Tuesday night as we are recording this, and we're recording it live from our Year 7 and Year 8 camp. I'm joined on the podcast by three students who have volunteered, in inverted commas, to join us for the podcast to talk about camp. Now, we're not in the soundproof room this week, so I apologise if the sound quality is not as great as normal. But we've just finished our night activity. Both the sevens and eights have been together, and we've grabbed a couple of guys. I'll introduce them to you now so you know who is with us. Eli Blake from Year 7. Say hello, Eli.
Hello.
Have you listened to any of the middle school podcasts before?
No, I never knew they were a thing.
You've never knew they were a thing?
No, not till now.
What have you been doing? Okay. Dean Kasalakis from Year 8. Hello, Dean.
Hello.
Just talk up a bit, Dino.
Hello.
And have you listened to any of the middle school podcasts, Dino?
No, I obviously didn't know.
Didn't know either?
Yeah.
Okay, got a great audience going on. So Dean's from Year 8, and Max Gosling, who is in Year 10 and is one of our Year 10 helpers and leaders, has come on camp. Hello, Max.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us, you three. So we want to have a chat about camp. And Eli, we might start with you. Year 7 camp, what's been the best thing so far this week?
I think the best thing for me has been doing all the activities.
Okay. Which activity has been the best one?
I think I liked caving.
Caving. Okay. Now, caving was a challenge for a lot of guys. Why did some guys find caving challenging?
Well, it was pretty tight and very claustrophobic.
Yep.
And there were some times where we had to go backwards in the caves and drop down.
Yep.
So
yeah,
it's very tight, a lot of people, but good communication. So we all chat to each other and helped each other out.
Nice, mate. Okay. Well done, dear. That's been a popular one with the Year 7s, the guys who've done the caving so far. It certainly is a very tight circuit going up and down the hills. Okay. And how's the camp been overall? What's been what's been the best bits of camp for you? Caving and what else? Anything else that's been...
Out of camp, just being able to meet so many new people coming into Villa, just starting, going straight to camp. You get like an out of school experience to meet new people.
Yeah.
And you get to like talk about so much more stuff.
Can I ask you, what was it like starting a new school straight off in Year 7?
It's pretty nerve-wracking.
Okay.
You know, not knowing anyone, going to a total different place I've never seen anyone at before.
So. Okay. And how's it, we're in, what are we, halfway through week 3? How's it gone so far?
It's gone really well.
Okay, you've enjoyed it?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, all right, that's good. I'm glad to hear the Year 7 camp is going well. Dino, for the Year 8 camp, what's been the highlight reel so far?
Well, for me, it is my best highlight has really been meeting all these new people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've known them, but, like, now I just, like, know them more as a, like, more, like, and found them as a friend.
Yeah, nice.
So just, like... how do I say it? Instead of just like saying hi and that, like now I can make a conversation with them.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, what about the activities? What activities have been the best ones so far?
So far, the best for me is I think probably mountain biking.
Mountain biking, yeah. And for those listening, we've using the trails up on Sugar Bag. They're called Sugar Bag Trails near Sugar Bag Road. There are. Full on mountain biking circuit now, and with a little bit of wet weather around, they've been nice and muddy, and the boys have really enjoyed that. Okay, Dean, and what's the food been like for camp? Been okay?
Yeah, the food's been actually really well.
Okay. We do have caterers come in and cook for this camp. And very quickly, all the Year 8s were pretty tired this afternoon. Tell everyone where we went this afternoon.
So we went to the aqua park.
To the aqua park. And how did you like that?
It was actually probably one of the best places I've been since I started camp since grade 5.
Yeah. Yeah, nice. It was a 1 hour of absolute madness out on that water park, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We had a good time. Something to look forward next year, Eli. Max, you've come away. You volunteered to come away as a Year 10 leader. And you and the other guys have been awesome on this camp. How have you found returning to Year 8 camp after having done it a couple of years ago?
It's changed a lot, in my opinion. Just like seeing you guys and like knowing I've been through it, it's just like good, I guess, in a way.
Yeah.
Don't really know how to explain it, but
what have you Year 10s been mostly helping with since you've been away?
A lot of tents.
Yeah, setting up tents.
Yeah, a lot
yes.
of tents. But mainly just helping the guys out when we need to, helping the teachers out if they have their plates full and all that, with like maybe kids or stuff. But yeah, it's just helping out where we can. Yeah.
Does it give you a different perspective coming back on the camp?
Yeah, just to
what,
see.
What do you notice now that you didn't notice the first time?
Our behaviour.
Okay.
Yeah, in Year 8, like, we were probably...
Silly.
So, yeah, like, just to see, like, the environment, I guess, to see how, like, teachers have to deal with this,
yeah.
like, basically every day.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And we've been pretty happy this camp, haven't we?
Yeah.
Dean, have we been pretty happy?
Yeah, it's been quite good.
Eli, Year 7 teachers, they've been pretty happy?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. There we go. No, we really enjoy coming away as well, and we think it's a really important part of getting to know the class and giving the guys an experience away from school in that context. So, Max, you've been now on Year 7, 8, 9. You've done all the three middle school camps.
Yeah.
Can I ask what's the best one been?
Yeah, probably in Year 9, actually.
Probably Year 9?
Yeah.
Why was that?
Well, for me, it was a lot of more, like, camaraderie, I guess. Like,
yep.
a lot more teamwork, because the courses we were on were a lot more challenging.
Mm.
And we had to drive buggies, so that was pretty
you
fun,
You got to
too.
Drive buggies
yeah.
as well. Yeah, so Eli and Dean won't know too much about the Year 9 camp, but it's a fairly remote camp, and it really gets the little companies that you work in really have to work hard to support each other because it's remote and everyone's got to cook their own food and look after themselves, and the activities are great as well, but you really got to look after themselves. Eli, what can you quickly tell us, what activity have you got left tomorrow?
Tomorrow we will have rock climbing and team challenge.
Rock climbing and team challenge to go. Are you looking forward to going home?
Yes.
Yeah, you go.
I also, it's been very fun, obviously, at camp, but, you know.
It's also nice to go home?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the first thing you're going to do when you go home?
Sleep.
Okay. Didn't you sleep last night?
No, we did, just not very well.
Just not very well, okay. All right. Dino, what's the first thing you're going to do when you get home tomorrow?
Probably spend time with my family.
Yep, so go to the family. Okay,
yeah.
All right. And is there a particular menu item that you're going to... requests when you get home from camp? Are you happy with...
I'm happy.
Yeah, go roll with the punches. Okay. Maxie, what's the first thing you'll do when you get home from camp?
Have a lot of food? Yeah, just raid the cupboards.
Okay, raid the cupboards. Boys, thank you for joining us for the podcast. We're still recording, but that's it. That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
You enjoyed that? All right. We were a bit tentative at the start, but you guys have been... awesome. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for the way that you've engaged in the camp throughout all three of you. And I extend that to all of the boys. It's been a really good couple of days already, but we've got 2 weeks of camp across the Year 7s and the 8s, so we'll try and do another podcast next week. You're going to go back and listen to this in the newsletter now, Eli?
Yes.
Yeah? Dino, you going to
listen?
Maxie?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't like how you sound. No one likes how they sound on radio
sure.
or podcasts. But thank you for joining us, boys, and to the parents listening in. Thank you for tuning in to this next episode of our podcast, and we hope that you tune in next week. Bye for now.